let's just begin with why you decided this research needed to be done and why this needed to be suggested as an alternative or as an additional treatment. Perhaps.
Yes, yeah. Well, childhood anxiety disorder is extremely common. 5 to 10% of children will meet criteria for an anxiety disorder. What that means, obviously, everybody gets anxious at some time, but what that means is that anxiety is significantly interfering with their day-to-day lives. We also know that children who have significant problems with anxiety in youth are at risk of increasing problems as they move into adolescence and adulthood. So we need to have effective, efficient treatments that can be delivered.
The obvious caveat to this, and Dr. Rosemary, I'll put this to you, because you see families who will perhaps be worried about their children, is that often the parents are the problem. The parents could be the source of the anxiety, so therefore wouldn't help the child.
One of the things, interestingly, children with anxiety don't necessarily, they aren't able to say they're anxious. They may come in with headaches or with tummy ache, something rather vague, or they are difficult their behaviour's difficult. And one of the things that we see as GPs is you have to look for the underlying reason. It's actually quite rare that a child just becomes anxious for no reason. It may be bullying at school, but often there is something completely dysfunctional going on within the home. There may be an absent parent. The parents may be rowing. You may have a parent who's anxious and it's rubbing off on the child. The parent may be expecting too much of the child. So just saying to the parents, talk to your children, is papering over the crack. But that said, cognitive behaviour therapy, which tackles the way you think, looks at are you thinking in a logical way? When you normally, at the moment, treat a child for anxiety, it often involves you doing family therapy. It involves lengthy trips to a hospital or a clinic. It involves the whole family, which some may think, well, there's nothing wrong with me. But interestingly, if you're just talking to the parents, there, I would think that the parent may realise and get some insight that their behaviour is actually rubbing off on their child and they may be partly to blame for the problem.
So, in a way, Cathy, I suppose, well, the picture that's emerging, you're slightly separating out those who are diagnosed already with an anxiety disorder who will need some form of counselling, which would be possibly separate from the family or alongside with a professional. And what you're maybe talking about is preempting some of that by getting parents a little wiser.
Well, the children that we work with all do have a diagnosed anxiety disorder, so they are at that stage already where it's interfering with their lives, and it's those children where we're working with parents, so it is about addressing significant problems. But, of course, obviously, the earlier that we can be working with families, the better, really.
And the issue Rosemary mentioned before about the parents possibly not even realising the role they're playing in their child's anxiety, is that something you see played out a lot?
Well, I think it's very difficult to say. There are obviously a number of different pathways and routes to childhood anxiety disorders. And I think often parents are really doing their best in a very difficult situation. Parenting an anxious child is extremely challenging and very difficult to do. And what we hope to do is to help parents develop the strategies and confidence to be able to help their child through it. Because on a day-to-day basis, it's often the parent who's there having to help the child in that situation, or try to work things out with school to help the child in that situation. So what we're really trying to do is to empower parents to be able to feel confident that they can help their child through these difficulties.
How easy is it, Rosemary? Dr. Rosemary, do you think, for a parent to actually take this on when actually you're so close to the subject, you're seeing the effects of it on your own child?
I mean, it can be very, very difficult, and it can also be very difficult for a parent to realise that they are a large part of the problem. But if you start talking to them about strategies they can use to help the child, I would hope that they might realise actually they could use some of those strategies themselves. I mean, unfortunately, there are some situations where it's very, very difficult to sort it out, where you've got an absent parent, where you've got parents who are rowing and there doesn't seem to be any solution to it. I'm not sure that this type of therapy really, I mean, hopefully it will help the child, but you actually need to tackle more directly the underlying cause.